In this episode, we're going to talk about how your business changes over time and why you shouldn't get so stuck on where you are right now, because that's not where you're going to be in the future. So if you're just getting started, if you're not happy with where you are, if you're not happy with the revenue you're making, if you want to already go be successful, this episode is for you, because I'm going to give you specific examples of things that happened in our business on how our business has changed, and hopefully just kind of really drives the point home on just keep on going. And I do want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Jobber. For the last 5 years, for 5 years now, we've used Jobber as our primary CRM to basically run our business, right? So we book out our schedule. We keep track of customers' information. We send automated appointment reminders. We have employees clock in and out. We send text messages all through Jobber. And far before they were a sponsor, I was paying Jobber to use as a customer. So if you want to get a free 14-day trial plus a special discount, click the link down below and give it a try in your business. Let's go ahead and get started with this episode. So let's get into the first point, and that's your business will progress and evolve over time. So don't be stuck on where you are now, because that's not where you're going to be in the future. And that's basically the sum of this entire episode, because if you're just getting started, you are somewhere completely different than 6 months from now. And 6 months doesn't sound like a long time, right? But when you know, every day that you're putting in the work and you're trying to learn a new skill and get better at whatever it is, whether it's detailing, whether it's customer service, whether it's marketing, whether it's your website, whether it's your Instagram, whatever it is, on a day-by-day basis, things don't really seem like they're making that big of a difference, right? You make a small tweak here to your website, you adjust your price here, you add a new video here, like these small little things. And you know, when you're looking at it at a very, very granular level, you're like, man, I'm not making much of a difference. Like, nothing's really moving. And, you know, 6 months go by and you check the video you just posted and you compare it to the first video that you posted 6 months ago. And you're like, man, that's quite a bit of a difference, actually. Like that's, you know, what I posted 6 months ago was like completely different in terms of quality than what I posted now. Or maybe you look at your details and you're like, man, like I remember the first time I did a detail that took me like, you know, whatever, 5 hours. And, you know, now I'm at like 4 hours and, you know, 30 minutes. I don't know. I'm just making up numbers here. But 6 months doesn't sound like a lot of time. But when you look back, it's like, oh, I've actually made quite a bit of progress. And this is the same premise for literally anything, right? Like if you, you know, if in whether it's 6 months, 16 months, 26 months, 36 months, like, you look, you know, time flies by like this. Like you think you're just getting started and, oh, it's going to take so long. 6 months passes by, 12 months pass by, 18 months pass by. And you're like, oh my God, like, remember when I just started my business, like, you know, a year ago, and like, I was so slow and wasn't really making money. And now like, I have customers now and we have steady, you know, revenue coming in. Like, man, that happened so fast. As it's happening, as you're working every day, things just don't seem to move that fast. But it's when you look back and you see the progress you've made, you're like, man, that's crazy how, like, you know, I was wherever and 6 months, 12 months go by and like, man, like it just happened. Like I was here and then 12 months later, it's like now we're over there and it's like, it's totally different. So that is the premise of everything. Like when I pick up a new skill, when I try to learn something new, I do not get stuck on like, oh my, well, it's going to take so long to learn. And oh my God, like, I have to read this information and pick up this new skill. Like, I don't worry about any of that, because I've gone through enough hobbies, enough skills, enough things where I know, like, in the beginning phase, it's the hardest, it takes the longest, it's the slowest progress. But if you just keep on, you know, chipping away at it day after day, month after month, you will make that progress. And the big thing I'm going to give you here is just nothing but examples. Like, if you wanted to stop listening to the episode right now, you could do so, because that's basically the premise of this whole episode. But I want to give you, like, actual firsthand experiences of what I've gone through, where I've made that progression of where I started, how I progressed, and where we are now, to really drive home the point of, I don't care where you are with your business right now. You keep on moving forward. Whether you think you're cheap, whether you think you're just getting started, whether you think you can't, whether you think you don't have enough money, whether you think you don't have enough skills, wherever you are, you just keep on going. Because at some point over time, you do get the skills. You do make that progress. you do advance in your business. You do charge more. You do get more customers. So let me give you firsthand examples of things that I've gone through. It's going to be detailing some, not just stick with me here to really drive the point home, Lord, just a little bit, to really drive the point home of just keep on going, because things change over time. Your prices change, your services change, what's included in those services change, your customers change, your service area change. Like, everything changes over time. So never get stuck on this one thing, because this one thing changes. Nothing is concrete in your business. Nothing. Like, nothing is concrete in your business. So, for instance, I started off in a 2003 Toyota Matrix XRS, and then I upgraded to a 2009 HHR panel. Then from there, I joined up with Lex, and we worked out of a 1999 Dodge Van Caravan. And let me tell you, this Dodge Van Caravan was in no good shape. Paint chipping, it leaned to the left, AC would only be on blast, one window wouldn't work, kept on leaking oil, right? It was an upgrade. It was an upgrade in terms of space relative to the HHR, but it wasn't you're working out of a Dodge Caravan. It's like, oh no, like, you're working out of a Dodge Caravan. It was like that. And yet it worked for more than a year. We built, you know, we kept on growing our business from that old janky 1999 Dodge Caravan. And then after that, we upgraded to a 2015 Ram ProMaster. And that one was the best. That's the best van we've ever had. Like, it was a big van, plenty of space. I mean, plenty of space, more space than your typical detail van. We could fit everything that we wanted. We had all the reels, all the machines. We had a big old extractor, big old generator. Like, that thing, we packed that thing. It wasn't like everyone has a better mobile detail setup than we do. Like, it wasn't like, oh my God, this is like the nicest. It wasn't like that. But we did have that van fully packed out. And then we sold the van. And now we're in the shop. And, you know, like, can someone say, oh, well, why'd you go through all those mobile vans? Why don't you just get a shop in the first place? Hey, look, that's just the way business goes, man. That's just the progression of how it goes. That's just the journey you go on, right? Well, instead of the Dodge Caravan, why don't you just go straight to the 2015 Ram ProMaster? Hey, man, it's just the way business goes. It's the natural journey of you going on and growing a business. You know, like, everything is hindsight 2020, right? Like, we're just making the best decision that we can at the given time with the information that we have. You know, like, we purchased the Ram ProMaster right before COVID hit. And we, like, if you compare the prices between where we purchased the van and the price point to post COVID and like when the shortage of vehicles started happening, I mean, we got like a very, very, very good deal because the prices skyrocketed. I remember once I was like, maybe we should look into like maybe getting a second unit, right? And just very like nonchalant, I was like, let me go see the prices. And when I looked at the prices of the vans, I was like, whoa, like, what happened to these prices? Like, this is outrageous per what we had like maybe 8 months ago. Like, these are some crazy prices right now. And I didn't think about a second van because I was like, bro, these are expensive right now. So again, you know, it's just a natural progression, right? Like, we took too long to sell the van because I remember, we were doing something here at the shop. And then I was like, Lex, when's the last time we went mobile? And he was like, about 3 months ago. And I was like, how often are we mobile now? And it's like, with so many things going on, me shooting content, customers, like, there's just a lot going on, right? Your personal life, working out, whatever, that you just kind of like, you kind of miss these things, you know? And it's like, Lex, like, how often are we mobile? He's like, maybe like once or twice a month. I was like, yeah, we are like mobile only once or twice a month. I was like, maybe we should sell the van, huh? And then, you know, we go into that mode. So again, like, it's a slow, it's incremental progress of making these decisions. So anyways, that's that one. So again, I started off as a mobile detailer, and then now we work primarily out of a shop. And again, even with the shop, our first unit was the unit 104, which was 1500 square feet. And then shortly after that, we're like, man, this shop is tiny, man. And I remember I made that decision to get that shop out of fear. And I say that because I was scared to get anything bigger, that I was like, give me the smallest, most the cheapest, quote unquote, the cheapest shop, because like I don't want to get, you know, I don't want the bills to get too high. What if it doesn't work out? You know, how do we juggle shop and mobile van? And you know, quickly, soon after we moved into the shop, we're like, oh, this is too small. Actually, like this is too tiny. You fit one or two, and then again, like I wanted to put a shop in there, so a gym in there. So I was like, oh, this is too tiny. Like we can't fit that many vehicles. So then we're like, maybe I should get like a bigger one. And then this unit opened up, which is 105. This one is 3,000 square feet. And you know, like if I was more confident, if I had, you know, better vision into the future, I could have been like, oh, skip that one and let's just go straight to this one and not worry about that one. But again, it's just the way, you know, I learned a lot getting that unit. It built up some confidence. I understood the process of getting a shop and the bills you need to get paid and what you need to buy. And then we moved into this one. It's like, oh, okay, I have a better fundamental understanding of what we need and what we need to do. But then moving to this unit, which was much, much bigger and you needed more stuff to fill it out, I was like, oh, okay. So I kept on learning. Again, like, so now if I move to any other shop, smaller or bigger, I now have way more experience and knowledge on what I need, what I need to sign up for, like, what, like, not that I know everything, but like, I know a lot more now. And again, it's just, you're just getting experience. You're just gathering data points. You're just learning as you go along. I'm sure, you know, in 6 months, in a year, in 3 years, we're going to get a bigger shop. And I'm like, man, why don't we just start with the bigger shop? Why don't we just, like, it's always easy to play Monday morning quarterback. Like, how easy is it to call a better play once the events already took place, you know? Next one is, when we hired our first employee, we had no idea what to do. And when I mean hired our first employee, I mean like actually put them on payroll. Like they're a W-2 employee. I don't mean like, oh, just pay them cash or, oh, just Zelle them money. You know, have them as a 1099 contractor. No, I mean like, how do we put someone on our payroll under the company and we withhold their taxes, they pay their taxes. How do we do that? I had no clue, right? And then now, let me look at my notes here. And then now, if you look at our process on hiring, onboarding, like now it's a much better system, right? Not perfect, not like super, super complex or anything. But from when we hired our first employee, we didn't have any SOPs in place. We didn't have an onboarding process in place. We didn't have a training system in place. And then when it came to when we hired our third or fourth person, we had the proper paperwork that they needed to fill out. We knew what forms we needed to submit. We had an onboarding process. We had a training process. We already had like a timeline of what we expect from that new employee and like how we're going to progress them into the systems and how we're going to operate. Like from the first employee to the third employee, only 2-3 employees, like between the first and the third, major night and day difference. Like a big, I'm sorry, we've hired 4 employees. Big difference in terms of the first employee. No, I didn't know what paperwork to give them, right? I talked to our accountant, and they're like, yeah, I can handle this. I can set up payroll and all that. Totally different from the first employee where I'm like, you know, the first message the conversation I had early on with the accountant was like, hey, so how do I, you know, how do we set up payroll? Like, how do we do that? Can I get like a W-2 employee in our company? Then we actually pay him out? Again, because I didn't know how to properly do that, right? And I don't know much about accounting, but I just talked to the accountant and she helps me out everything. And then now it's like, oh, hey, we're hiring someone. I have the I-9 and the W-4 that I have. I'll send it over to you. Here's their pay. Here's their whatever. Like, and then, you know, when I hired the first employee, I would talk to our accountant. I'm like, hey, so how, you know, when do they get paid? And like, what's the time periods? And like, how does it fall? And what if this, what if that? And then to, you know, the fourth employee that we hired, it's like, hey, here's when you get paid. If it falls on a holiday, it'll be this. If this happens, it'll be that. If we get tips, it'll be like this. And again, night and day difference between the first employee to the fourth employee, right? Again, it's the way the business goes. You learn as you go. I don't care what you're doing in your business right now, whatever. You learn as you go, and you're going to make mistakes along the way. Mistakes will happen. Next one here is I used to charge $25 for a wash. And then now we can charge upwards of $110 for a wash, right? And you know, at the time I was like, oh, $25, like it's a wash, right? We're gonna clean the wheels, tires, wheel wells, wash the vehicle. And to me, like at that point, which was like years ago, I was like, yeah, okay, like it's just a wash. But then I started working with Lex, and then I was like, we're actually doing quite a bit now for just a wash and just charging, you know, $25, $35 for a wash. And I was like, yeah, we're kind of doing too much. So I changed I used to call it a basic wash, right? And then I was like, yeah, we're actually doing quite a bit of work for just $25. And it's not really like a basic wash. Like we're getting pretty detailed for just a basic wash. So then we changed our prices to starting off at $50 for a wash. And instead of a basic wash, it's called a premium wash, right? And, you know, it's not like we want to book out our schedule with a bunch of premium washes. Like, we don't need that and we don't want that. So if we charge $50, $70, $90, $110 for a wash, well, that's a specific type of customer that wants to pay for that kind of wash. And again, like, we have maintenance clients that come to us once a month, twice a month, once a quarter for maintenance details. And that's just what we charge because, like, again, the quality that we do, the person that hires us for a premium wash or a maintenance detail is a certain kind of customer. And if we're going to do it, well, we're going to charge accordingly because, like, you know, we do a proper wash method and we make sure it gets taken. It's just a wash, but we, you know, we're detailers and we're going to take it a step further and we just make sure it's done properly, right? Well, you know, if someone doesn't like that price or doesn't care for that kind of wash, well, I mean, there's plenty of other car washes around here. You could drive 5 minutes in any direction and you can find a $10 wash, a $20 wash, a $15 wash. So if someone wants to come to us for our specific set of skills and services, it's $50. Well, you know, starting off, it can go up to 110. I think that most we call, like, charge for like an actual wash, like just a wash, was like 160 or 180. But that's because it was a flatbed. It was a tow truck, all black. And that dude, like, customized his tow. I don't know if it's a tow truck. It's a while now. He customized his tow truck, though. Like, it was all black. It was really nice. It was all black. He had it corrected and coated already. So because it was so large, because it's corrected and coated, like, it wasn't just because it was a truck. Like, it was a pretty big vehicle. I think it was, like, 160 or 180 for that wash. And it was just a wash. Like, there was no polishing, no whatever. It was a wash. But again, like, cleaning wheels, tires, wheel wells, properly washing, drying. We'll add a spray sealant to it, or whatever it is to as a topper. So that's why. Anyway, so next one here is my podcast has changed a ton. Let's see my notes here. So if you go back to listen to the very first episode, which is, it's funny because the very first episode is talking about this subject here about just getting, like, just go do it and start because you'll learn a lot along the way. The audio is different. The video, I don't have a video at that point because at that point it was just audio, which again, that in itself is a different segment of where the podcast was. It was just video in my, let me look at my notes here so I don't mess anything up. My first episode or the first few episodes were at my apartment, just audio. And then when we got our shop, I would shoot it in the office. But because, you know, Lex would work out of there and whatever, I would shoot it like at 6 a.m. or like at 11 p.m. because, you know, Lex would be making calls or we're just in there eating lunch or, you know, whatever the case may be. So I have to shoot either at 6 a.m. or whenever everyone's like taking lunch, they're not in the office. I'd quickly shoot one. Then we moved to 105, which is where we are here. And over here where we call the product room now, that's where we first set up the podcast room. Right. And I had like a table with three mics and two lights and everything there. And then I was like, I'm kind of bored of that area. Let's take it actually to this what we call now the sim room. But it used to be where my brother Caesar used to work out of, where Symphony Advertising. And then I shot like quite like, I think like maybe like 50 episodes out of there, like over several months. And, you know, after that, like, we would start eating lunch there. Right. Because like Lex and Angel would eat like in their office in 104, and then I would eat in my office, or sometimes I'd go over there. But then Caesar left. We moved the podcast over there, and then shortly after, we were like, "Oh, let's just, you know, we started just kind of eating there." And then after a while, I kind of got bored, and the backdrops and everything was kind of mundane. So then like it turned like to our lunchroom, and then now I shoot the podcast wherever. And then I moved the sim from my office to what was the podcast room. Now it's a sim room. And now I want to add another sim there. And then now I just moved this podcast setup wherever I want, just because like it's chill like that. I don't know you were chill like that. It's chill like that, you know? Hopefully some of you guys caught that reference. So again, like multiple iterations. Like I've gone through many things. Like I started shooting the podcast with the, I think it's called the Zoom H6, I believe. And now we're on the Rodecaster Pro. When I first started, it was just the audio. And then at the time, I had an A7 III. Now I have an A7 IV. So things change over time. And like things change slowly over time. It's just crazy. Last point here is stay focused on your goals and keep chipping away at it every day. It may not seem like you're making much progress, but you look back one day and realize how far you've come. I mean, it's pretty simple. Like it's a game of attrition, you know. Like the person that can last the longest, the person that can last the longest ends up winning, right? Like if you knew there was 100% certainty that you would be successful, but the only X factor was you have to work long enough, consistently enough, to reach that success, you would keep on going forward, right? Like, if it was certain that you're successful, whatever that means to you, but it's 3 years from now, you would work those 3 years, no problem. Because you know you're going to be successful, right? So it's a game of attrition. Like, if you can last the longest and stay consistent and keep on putting in the work, you're going to win. Because there's no way you can't. Assuming that you're like, you're trying your best, you're iterating your process, you're learning new skills, you're developing your skills. Like, if you're doing all that, like, how can you not win if you're consistently putting in the work over a long period of time? So that's going to end right there. Hopefully you learned something, and I'll talk to you on the next one.